Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Republicans hold a massive edge in the redistricting battle for the midterms, despite what just happened in Indiana. We're going to break all of that down. And Al Green just tried to impeach President Trump, and it failed miserably. As always, guys, support this show. Please like the video and check out my sponsors in the description below. Indiana Republicans just blew it. Fortunately, as we're going to talk about, Republicans still have a redistricting edge, despite being stupid. Before we celebrate the redistricting edge, what the heck happened with this? Look at this. This is the map that was supposed to get passed in Indiana. You can see on the right, that's the new map. On the left, that's the old map, or I should say the staying map. They were going to get rid of these two blue districts. And what you can see is that the Senate vote, this passed the House. It passed the Senate hearing. The governor was ready to sign yes. And if you look at what happened in the Senate, 19 Republicans said yes and 21 said no. This is a Senate with 50 members in it, meaning there are 40 Republicans, they need 25, and 10 Democrats. And obviously every Democrat voted no. You could see zero on the yes, 10 on the no. And they couldn't even get a majority of Republicans to vote for this thing. So what was going to be plus two R is now two Democrat maintaining. And that sucks. You're basically telling me 19 Republicans prefer Democrats to have more power than just redistrict it. Here's all the Republicans who voted no, by the way. We've got their pictures. And here's the deal. I don't want to dox Republicans. I don't want these people to get death threats like they have. I think that's horrible. But I do think accountability is needed. That's why I'm putting their pictures up. I want you to see their faces. I want you to see their names because these people betrayed the Republican Party. I believe that they betrayed the people of Indiana. The reason why I say that, by the way, is if you're going to join a political party, what you're essentially saying is people of wherever you are, I think that the political party that you should support is this one. Why? Because they're going to make your life better. And I'm going to join them because I want their resources to win this election. And generally speaking, I stand behind their principles because they're going to make your life better. And if you're not going to do what's best for the Republican Party, then you shouldn't be a part of the Republican Party. This is my fundamental problem with it. If they want to be Democrats, go be Democrats. But for the most part, when you run as a Republican, assuming you win the primary, you get money for the general election. And if you don't get money because it's a small race like some of these were, you at least get the endorsement of the party, and that holds weight. These people may not be where they are today without the Republican Party. And so the reason why I don't think these people have any integrity is they took that endorsement and everything behind it, the leadership, the principles, they took that, but they rejected what the party wanted them to do. So shame on them. I mean, I think this is absolutely horrible that these people did this. I think that they should be primaried. One of them was literally the Senate president, by the way, the leader of the Republican Party in the Senate voted no. Upon finding out about this, President Trump was actually surprisingly calm, quite, I don't know, judicial, you could say. He is going to primary them anyway. Here was his reaction.
It's funny because I won Indiana all three times by a landslide. And I wasn't working on it very hard. Would have been nice. I think we would have picked up two seats if we did that. You had one gentleman, the head of the Senate, I guess, Bray, whatever his name is. I heard he was against it. He probably loses next primary, whenever that is. I hope he does, but because he's done a tremendous disservice. I mean, think of it. It's a great place. I love the people there. They love me. You know, we won in a landslide all three times. Got tremendous votes. Record. I got record votes. And then there's no reason for doing that. And the Democrats do it to us, so I can't imagine that they do it. But I wasn't very much involved. But there's a man named Bray, head of the Senate. Was that Bray? Is that the name? Bray? I'm sure that whenever his primary is, it's, I think, in 2 years. But I'm sure he'll go down. He'll go down. I'll certainly support anybody that wants to go against him.
Vice President J.D. Vance tweeted this out. He was not happy. He said, Rod Bray, the Senate leader in Indiana, has consistently told us he wouldn't fight redistricting while simultaneously whipping his members up against it. That level of dishonesty cannot be rewarded, and the Indiana GOP needs to choose a side. So again, according to J.D. Vance, this guy said he's totally cool with it, then turns around, kills the whole thing. That's, again, zero integrity. Don't lie. Don't be a member of the Republican Party. Just run as an independent if that's how you're going to do it. But you don't get to be a part of a party and then screw them over. If they don't want to help the Republican Party, they should go be Democrats and lose their seats. They don't want to do that because they know that Indiana is Republican. That's why they joined the party, because they have no integrity. They chose politics over principles. As we'll talk about earlier in the week, or rather, as we already talked about, one of the senators said he didn't vote for it because Donald Trump called Tim Walz a retard. That's his whole basis. His whole political thought process is, oh, Donald Trump said that one thing I don't like, so now I'm going to screw over the people that I'm supposed to represent. He then, by the way, proceeded to take a bribe from Democrats. He tweeted this out. He said, many of you have asked my position on redistricting. His name is Michael Bohachek, by the way. He said, I've been an unapologetic advocate for people with intellectual disabilities since the birth of my second daughter. Those of you that don't know me or my family might not, or don't know me or my family, excuse me, might not know that my daughter is Down syndrome. This is not the first time our president has used these insulting and derogatory references, and his choices of words have consequences. I will be voting no on redistricting. Perhaps he can use the next 10 months to convince voters that his policies and behavior deserve a congressional majority. So again, if these things were mutually exclusive, no problem with that. I've got people in my life and my family who have Down syndrome. I've got people in my family who have other disabilities. I understand that the word retard might offend them. It doesn't offend me personally, whatever. If he tweeted that out on one day and said, hey, I don't like that the president said this, and I'm in fact even going to come out against him, whatever, that's fine. But he is saying in the same tweet that the whole basis for him voting against this was because Donald Trump said one thing. That is not a leader. That is someone who is weak, who gets offended easily, and it's someone who's bought out. You can see on the right of this same graphic that the U.S. Rep. Frank Mervin announced a $1.5 million federal funding for Paladin to expand disability services. This was, and you can see in, it's all highlighted, says State Senator Mike Bohachek advocated for Paladin since the congressman's election. So this was a quid pro quo, where this $1.5 million in federal funding was given in exchange for a no vote. Who knows what the other 18 people did, right? Or I think 20 people, rather. I think 21 voted no on this. Primary him. Fortunately, in other states, Republicans are winning right now. You could see this as the whole summary of what's going on with the redistricting right now. And some of these are wrong, and we'll talk about those. The confirmed Democrat gains, and again, these could change. You've got Democrat plus five in California. That won't change. In my home state of Utah, Democrat plus one, that's going to change. There was an activist judge who did something. So confirmed, I would say more like plus five. Pending Democrat gain, Virginia's plus two, very possible. Maryland plus one. Maryland actually came out today before this was posted, or rather right after it was posted, and said they will not be redistricting. So that is not a plus one. Total plus three. So actually what you're looking at is a confirmed plus five and maybe a pending plus two, which is seven seats, of course, for Democrats. If you look at the Republican side, it's much better, though. Texas is confirmed plus five. Missouri is plus one. Indiana was confirmed. That needs to be taken off now. So that is null. Ohio plus two. North Carolina plus one. Total plus 11. And then we have some pending ones. Kansas one. Tennessee one. Alabama one. Georgia two. Florida five. Total 10. So confirmed gains. They say 11. It's actually 9 and actually 5 for Democrats. Pending gains, 10 for Republicans, 3 for Democrats. Overall, the correct numbers, even though it says 21 and 9, is actually 19 and 8. Actually, 7 if you include Utah and Maryland. So no matter what way you slice this, it's much better for Republicans. It just could have been even better than it was supposed to be. Maryland, again, just announced they're not taking up redistricting. You can see right here, they've already done all their redistricting. In Maryland, they've got 8 House seats. One of them looks like this. You want to talk about gerrymandering? I mean, zoom in on this if you want to pause for a second. You might be looking at this and think, but these things are disconnected. You can't have disconnected things. It's not disconnected. I mean, really zoom in. There are tiny little slivers holding this thing together. The only disconnected parts are where it turns into the island parts of Maryland, and those are considered then connected. But that is literally a district. 7 Democrats to 1 Republican. They basically already gerrymandered this as hard as they could do. And if you look at New England, this is how it just rolls in there. Gavin Newsom tweeted out that justice was served when Indiana rejected their map. That level of hypocrisy is frankly astounding. If justice was served in Indiana, would it not be served in California if their plan got struck down? But of course, that's not what he's saying. He could be okay with one. He cannot be okay with the other. I've been very consistent on this, by the way. I've got no problem with California doing that. A lot of Republicans outraged that California would gerrymander further. That's the game, guys. That's what other states have been doing forever. That's what Maryland has done. That's what New Mexico has done. That's what Connecticut has done. All of them. If they want to keep playing dirty, then Republicans should. And as we've seen, it will work out better for Republicans. They can play dirty as well. Those are the rules of the game. But that's only if we stop this stupid strategy that I thought we were done with as Republicans, but I guess we're not, of being too high and mighty to win. That's what Indiana Republicans did today. That's what Republicans need to stop doing. Primary them all. Before we get back to the show, guys, I want to tell you something that you need in your car, in your home, and your travel bag: Noxyderm. Today's bacteria are tougher, more dangerous, and every cut, scrape, or burn carries a risk of infection. That's why I use Noxyderm, a premium, fast-acting, first-aid antiseptic foam that helps protect minor wounds from infection. Noxyderm is also formulated with nitric oxide, which is nature's miracle molecule, to support healthier-looking skin and reduce the appearance of scars. As someone with type 1 diabetes myself, wounds do take longer to heal, which raises the risk of infection, and that's why Noxyderm is a powerful investment in my family's everyday protection. For an exclusive offer, guys, visit noxyderm.com/Josh Carr. That's shop.noxyderm.com/Josh Carr and enter promo code Josh Carr. It's in the show notes down below. Don't hesitate, guys. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. This deal will not be around forever. This message is sponsored by Noxyderm. Noxyderm does not endorse the views expressed in the program. For minor cuts, scrapes, and burns only, not for serious wounds. A brief sting on first use is normal. Noxyderm helps reduce bacteria on the skin surface and supports healthier looking skin. It is not a substitute for professional medical care. Al Green, the disgraced congressman from Texas, just tried to impeach Trump and failed miserably. These are the results of the impeachment. They actually voted on this. And it's a little bit confusing because it says impeaching Donald J. Trump, president of the U.S., for high crimes and misdemeanors. And the yes votes are actually in favor of stopping the impeachment. And the no votes are in favor of doing the impeachment. And you can see that there were some no votes, people who just weren't there. Many Democrats voted present because they didn't want to vote yes, because they didn't want to look like they were on Republican side, but they didn't want to vote no, because there's actually no basis for an impeachment. Some Democrats still did vote for it. All Republicans voted no. Some weren't there. Those are the only ones that didn't vote no towards the impeachment. Someone asked Al Green what he was even trying to impeach Trump for, and he had no answer.
Green, what did President Trump do to get impeached? I know you guys are voting on your impeachment articles today. Can you please take a second to get off the phone and explain to the American public what President Trump has done?
Threatening members of Congress with execution, something that you would not understand.
After watching that video, I'm 100% sure he was not actually on the phone. You can tell. He was just pretending to do that so he didn't have to face the music. Because again, he had no reason. It was just a performative stunt. Ultimately, the reason he did it was because he's lashing out against Trump because, as many of you know, Texas redistricted 5 of the Democrat seats away, and one of those is Al Green's. So we won't have to hear his name probably ever starting next November, and that is why this all matters. It matters because midterms are coming up. Candace Owens, Nick Fuentes, many people out here say that the Uniparty is here. And so elections don't matter. They don't care about Republicans' future in the midterms. Guys, this is why it matters. For as frustrating as the Republican Party can be sometimes, especially in Congress, a lot of people are looking at Congress. They've only passed 5 bills this year. They haven't done much. And people are asking, well, what's the difference between Republicans and Democrats? This is one of them. It is way better what we have than a Democrat Congress. They could just pass 0 bills and it would still be much better than a Democrat Congress, because a Democrat Congress will have an impeachment trial after impeachment trial every single weekend to waste Trump's time and wage a propaganda war on the American people. Tax season is right around the corner. I want to tell you guys about the people who do my taxes, QuickTax America. Unlike the big guys where you're spending 4 hours online, you know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to say their name. And then they don't tell you how much it's going to be until you get to the end. And then you find out it's going to be $400 to do your stupid freaking taxes that you don't want to pay in the first place. Don't go with them anymore. Go with QuickTax America. They do all federal tax returns for $76. Yes, $76. That is the fee. No more, no less. It does not matter how hard your taxes are. It is only $76, and they do all the work for you rather than you having to stay on your computer again for 4 hours. You can do it all in 30 minutes because a tax professional takes your documents, does all the work, and gets you the best deductions and credits possible. Go check them out right now or when you get your tax documents at QuickTaxAmerica.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.